Kings are born in palaces with many rooms. Our king was born in a stable among animals. Baby kings to be are laid in comfortable and warm cribs. Our king was laid in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Kings grew up among wealth and status. Our king grew up in poverty. Kings wear the finest garments made of the best materials. Our king was stripped of his garments. Kings reign from their thrones. Our king was an itinerant preacher and healer. Kings make laws that they impose upon their subjects. But our king taught people to love God with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their strength, and to love their neighbor as themselves. Kings dine at tables with the best of food and drink. Our king was at home dining with the poor. Kings make their power felt among their subjects. Our king taught mercy and compassion and told people that in their weakness, God is strong. Kings wear crowns made of gold and silver and precious stones. Our king wore a crown of thorns. Kings die and are buried, and most are not remembered in history, only a few. Our king died and rose again, and now he reigns forever. Our king lives now in the finest palaces on earth. He lives in the hearts of men and women. He lives in your hearts. And when you look deep enough into the other, you'll see him. You'll see him most clearly when you feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, and visit the prisoners. It's important to recognize him in our brothers and our sisters, because it is there that our king is showing us the road to the kingdom of heaven. Let me repeat that. It is important to recognize him in our brothers and our sisters, because it is there that he is showing us the road to his kingdom.